What's up, guys? Welcome to the first episode of our podcast. Okay, so I know I might sound a little bit terrible right now. My voice might crack anytime, and I'm really sorry for that because I just got sick recently. But don't worry, it's not the one you think. It's not COVID. It's just like a normal flu. Okay, so you might be curious, like, what makes us to start a new podcast channel suddenly? Well, I would say it is actually a spontaneous idea that came across my mind, and then, aha, just in a flick of a finger, my friend and I then decided to create Just Talk. Just Talk. Okay, so pretty obvious that by the name, like, really what we want to do in a podcast was to talk about everything without the concern, you know, of being restricted or limited with any kind of topic. We want no structure, and we hope like every episode will sound like a conversation with you guys. So you're going to expect some open-ended topics from us. But still, our primary focus will be revolving, you know, like around daily lives, some personal experiences, and of course, interesting stories from university students. So let's get excited to that because I'm extremely excited right now. And yep, let's get started. So, since it's just the first episode of our podcast, I'm not going into like some deep serious stuff. Let's just talk about like some chilling stuff. Okay, just to let you guys know that I'm actually a university student. So talking about university, you know, like as a university student, I basically went through a lot of, things these years, and university life is basically a totally new chapter of life for me, because okay, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I actually come from the Borneo States, and since I was at my younger age, Peninsula has always been like a big city for me. There's no such things like a 3-hour car ride or KTM for me to get to KL. I'll have to get here by plane instead. And there's no MRT, LRT, or BRT at my hometown. So most of the time we are just we have to walk, or we have to go to different places by car. And one special thing or one interesting facts that we often get from the people in Peninsula, from the people Peninsula here is that, are we people in Borneo State really living on a tree? Well, the answer for that is no, definitely it is a no. You know what? I mean, like, how come people nowadays still expecting like people in the Borneo States to live on a tree? We have our own house. No matter it's a landed house, a condo, or an apartment. So it's basically the same as in the Peninsula, I would say. And yeah, we also have the same stuff like Grab, Uber, Foodpanda, and all that stuff. We are not going to places by crocodile, I mean. Yeah. Okay, so that's like a kind of a basic introduction for the Borneo States. And you know what? In order to get my degree in the peninsula, I have to fly all the way, I have to travel all the way from the Borneo States to the peninsula. And not gonna lie, it's a long distance for me, and it's a big challenge for me because you know what? I have to adapt to a whole new lifestyle, and just as what you might have expected, yep, I've gone through all the stages, like 2 months of homesicknesses, being stressed as a first year, first semester student, and yeah, more importantly, trying to adapt to a whole new life in this whole new city, which owns like a total different culture from mine. So basically, when I first reached here, COVID was still a thing at that time. So what I basically did every day was staying in my hostel, woke up for online classes, went to bed, ate my meal, and then repeat the thing again. Boring, isn't it? Luckily, everything has gone back normal today, and I start having my university life, getting to know some new friends from different states, and then I have the chance to go to physical classes. And yeah, I mean, we can't really run away from physical classes in university, right? And yeah, I know all of us might feel that, oh my God, I have to wake up early for online classes. I have to prepare myself early. I have to brush my teeth. I have to choose what to wear. And I have to even put on makeup to go to the school early in the morning. Yeah, it's tired, but for me, I feel like it's a great opportunity for us to actually to get to know some new friends, to get to learn a lot of things, and most importantly for me, I feel like there's a great exposure for us to go outside, to know more people, and basically to expose yourself to the outside world. So now you might ask, why I have to come all the way here to the peninsula but not staying at my own place for studies? And do I not have any friends who chose the same university as me? Okay, so for the first question, I personally feel that I need like a greater exposure to the outside world, and that's why I came to the Kuala Lumpur for my studies. And I intentionally chose this university because I want to get out from my original comfort zone or my friend zone. It's not that I don't want or I abandon my original friend. It's just that I want to know more people from the other places so that I can learn different things from them. Sounds weird. But yeah, that's what I was thinking all this time. And of course, it only took me like around 2 months to regret on this decision because knowing new people aren't easy in university. And especially during the COVID-19 period in 2020, I was always in my room finishing up my assignments, and honestly, I didn't have any life at that time. But luckily, everything gets better now, and I start to enjoy my life here. Everything just gets started, so we'll see like how my university life progresses soon, like very soon. Okay, so by saying university life, I know that a lot of you might be curious, like, oh, is that your university life are going to be very fun and everything is going to be basically meeting new friends, and then every day you just have to enjoy your life. But seriously, I mean, you still have to get your works done. I mean, seriously. But at the end of the day, I feel like everything still depends on yourself. You can choose not to do so, or you can choose to, like, I mean, at least trying to finish up some of your work, to get some of your work done. I mean, it's like a responsibility of us as a student, as a kid from of our parents. I mean, yeah. So that's my opinion for my university life so far. Okay guys, so I don't think I'm gonna talk that much for our first episode. And that's all for our session today. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, don't hesitate to follow Just Talk, leave a review if you feel like it, and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. And oh yeah, I just want to add in here that we're going to upload a new episode every Friday. I mean, we will try our best to upload different contents for you guys every Friday. So mark your calendars or whatever, let's party together. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening and hanging out with us, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.